I think there's a ton of promise for this season. There's a lot of experience back. We've got the most talented team, the deepest team, the most experienced team that we've had, and certainly the most aligned team. We are very confident in the direction that we're going. The belief is there, and it's been there from really the start of the offseason on through, and from a cultural standpoint, we're the most aligned we've ever been. So certainly the most optimism abounds with the team right now, and we can't wait to get started on Thursday.
It certainly doesn't hurt to have the kind of season you had last year and the way things went, right? I mean, I don't know, people talk about momentum. Does that work season to season?
Well, I think that there's a lot of positive vibes that started off with this team in January, and certainly playing well at the end of the year last year led into that. And you know, your belief in each other, it matter? It shouldn't, but those things do factor into the point of when you're on a streak of winning and you believe in each other a great deal, that leads to more positive beliefs and things go in the right direction a little bit easier for sure. But does it actually lead into this season? No, there's different people. It's a different group of people. But some of those people are carrying a great deal of positive vibes from what was accomplished at the end of the year last year.
But has your coaching focus changed at all in the 4 years you've been here? Coming up forward.
No, I've gotten better at the role, I think. But no, my role really hasn't changed. I've got the most influence over the special teams from a details and schematic standpoint, but I still don't run that. I very much so, because I've coached on offense, I've coached on defense. I have my hands in both sides of those things, but I don't call anything. So I more so am looking at it all from a big picture standpoint, where I am going to ensure that it looks like how I want it to look like. But I'm not going to get into the weeds of calling it on offense or calling it on defense or calling it on special teams. I'm just going to make sure from a big picture standpoint it's what I want it to look like.
How long has that been kind of a coaching philosophy, where the coach is not as much hands-on during the game?
Every head coach that I've worked for has been that way. Outside of one that called it. That is pretty typical across the board. Right now the FBS level, the three most successful guys that everybody would talk about right now would be Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney, and Kirby Smart, and none of the three of those guys call anything on offense, defense, or special teams. I'm sure that they have their areas where they got their hands involved in it, but they're not calling it. I think that if you're calling a certain side of the football, there's a good chance that you're not involved in the other two areas. And so there's going to be some neglect in those areas. It's a reality. Whereas I have my hands involved, but we've got some great assistant coaches that do their job really, really well, that do their job better than I can do it. If I'm not focusing on the other areas, you know. So as far as that's concerned, I like the way that we've got it set up. We've got guys that are experts in their part, and then I really oversee it all, make sure it looks how I want it to look like, but let those guys do their job and do it at a high level.
Okay. One other question, I'll just say that it is a reality every year in terms of increasing attendance in the stands. I mean, you know, coming off last year, that should help.
We've got a really promising team this year. I think this is certainly going to be our best team since we got here as a staff. There's a lot of reasons for fans to come out and watch us play this year. We're going to be an exciting team to watch play. We're going to be a successful team on the field on Saturday afternoons. I know that there's a great passion for EKU football. And certainly am excited to see that, the combination there of us having the best team since I've been here, and the passion of the fan base here. I'm looking forward to seeing that all come together with great attendance for the games this fall.
Even with you.